February is Black History Month, and many schools mark it with special events and lessons. Reflecting upon her own education and subsequent journalism career, Sophia Ballin wanted to go deeper into Black history, beyond the few well-known American figures who typically are covered. The result is her project entitled Black History Untold, and now in its third year, Ballin invites prominent African Americans, mostly in Philadelphia, to write essays on the figures overlooked in most Black History Month coverage. Sophia Ballin spoke with WHYY's Annette John Hall.
Talk to us a little bit about how the project came about and your ideas for themes for the project.
The project launched in 2016 when I was a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, or Philly.com, as some people may know it. And I just wanted us to cover Black history differently. I found that the way that Black history often was taught in schools was the same way that it was tended to be covered. So when I was growing up in New York, I went to a predominantly Black school, and Black history was so ingrained into the fiber of everything that we did. Like, I just thought that was normal. And it wasn't until I moved to Pennsylvania, up to the Poconos, to a predominantly white school, where I realized that Black history wasn't taught in that same way. And I saw the impact that it had on some of the Black students there. And that's when I really started to kind of clue into the importance of Black history education. So when I started reporting, I realized that the same way that we were teaching it was the same way that we were covering it. It's like, okay, let's cover our three or four main figures, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, maybe Malcolm X, depending on how liberal our school is. You know what I mean? It wasn't showing the nuance, the vibrancy that was in our culture inside of this country and outside of this country. So I said, you know what? One year I want to ask people what they didn't learn in school about Black history, how they learned it, and how it impacts them today. It's going to be an identity series that acknowledges the power of that knowledge, but also a critique on the education system, and asking whether or not we're teaching our children really about themselves and their communities. The first year we had about 33 people, all with Philadelphia connections. I had Black Thought, Jesse Williams, Mark Lamont Hill, Jasmine Sullivan, Marley Dias, some incredible people. People will look at it and say, oh, they're really successful, but here they are sharing, these are the things that I learned about my history, and I didn't learn it in school, and it changed the entire trajectory of my life.
So tell me about this year's theme.
This year's future. So this year I asked people, one, what does Blackness in the future look like to you? How do we get there? Three, how does this propel you in your work? And then four, what are some historical figures or present day figures, because right now will become the past, that we should be paying attention to inform that future that you want? So I think there's a saying where they say, you know, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. And I think that's been the premise for the entire project. This series, this installment, answers both of that. It answers where we've been and where we're also going, or where you see us going. And also Afrofuturism is something that I've always wanted to learn a bit more about. It's literally just imagining what Blackness looks like in the future to you. Afrofuturism is what you make it. And for me, that was very, very important, because so much of our existence and Black experience in America has been about survival. It's been about, I don't even know what's going to be on the plate for dinner tonight. You know what I mean? I don't know how I'm going to pay next month's bills. Let alone what's going to happen decades from now. I can't even think about generational wealth. That's been robbed of us. And just kind of giving people that opportunity to really explore what Blackness looks like in the future for them. And I talk to people who, you know, are Afrofuturists and who are fluent on this. And I talk to people who never heard of it.
Tell us a little bit about the stories for this year, some of the people that you talked to who really resonated with you.
A few I can think of offhand are, you know, Taib Smith. He's an incredible entrepreneur and co-founder of Little Giant Creative and the Hip Hop Institute for Entrepreneurship. And he talked about time travel and how that's something that Black people have done. He was like, Black people, he said, have always had to kind of think and be hopeful for the future because of the nature of their present. They've always had to kind of aspire to the future and to think about the future, even when there are many efforts to rob that up from them.
Constantly viewing yourself through the white lens of history is something you have to constantly shake yourself out of. The images that are marketed to us every day, rarely Black-owned, it's a form of intellectual warfare. Optimistically, I would hope that sometime in the future, we will be able to talk about blackness outside of a sense of struggle. As generations pass my own, I hope that we will be able to create from a space of offense as opposed to defense.
Taibbi's piece definitely stayed with me for that. And he asked this amazing question. He said, you know, I was joking with someone one day and I said, what would Sojourner Truth do with an iPhone? And look at all the incredible work that she's done. Imagine if she had what we had now. And I love that question because it puts a level of onus and responsibility on us right now to do as much as we can with all that we have.
Yeah. So, Sophia Ballin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sophia Ballin spoke with WHYY's Annette John Hall.